and I'm all out of bubble.
If you want to be a wise guy, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be a strong man, you can do it anywhere. If you want to be an Indian chief, cowboy, you can do it in the ring. You can't do it in the mall.
We're back, and we are joined by Bobby the Brain Heenan. Welcome in your head.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, and yourself?
Absolutely.
I'm doing great. I just can't be any better.
Cool. Let everybody know if they want to call in and talk to the Brain. The number is 508-644-8503.
Mm-hmm. And we had quite a hookup tonight, right? We're in Massachusetts, we're in West Virginia, we're in the UK. I mean, this is an international show.
Yeah, we got people in the chat room from Australia, from England, Canada.
It's kind of like a detention center, isn't it?
You got them all.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let everybody know that you're going to be at the Capital Legends Fan Fest August 11th through the 13th in Rockville, Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. You know, when you get a bunch of the legends together and the guys who wrestled in my era in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they all got stories to tell, and they all think they're still champion. They all think they're still tough. And they all think they still drew all the money. And just to sit back and listen to them talk, it's wonderful to see them all get out there and hug each other, and then when they turn their back, they want to run a knife right through each one of them's back. I mean, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life. It's like a fight at an old folks' home.
No, I'm looking forward at the opening ceremonies. It's going to be you and Jim Cornette. That's going to be on the first night.
Yeah, and... Pardon?
That's going to be the first night?
Yeah. And Cornette, you know, is a tremendous manager. He's one of my favorites in life, and I've known Jimmy a long time, and he's always done a great job. And any questions they want to ask us, questions and answers, we'll be glad to take them. And like I've always said, and just like most broadcast journalists, if I don't have an answer, I'll lie.
That's what we do here on the show.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, your parents teach you to lie.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah, they got the tooth fairy and the...
No, and not only that, when Aunt Edna comes over with her peas, kids want to run their fingers down their throat, but notice, hey, tell Aunt Edna you like the peas. Well, you don't like Aunt Edna's peas, you don't even like Aunt Edna.
I'm kind of a big fan of peas.
I'm kind of a big fan of my Aunt Edna.
Oh. Well, see, we're lying, we're lying to Heena now.
Edna was like a big pea.
Oh, you got a question for the board, Incher? Do you have any, you've been to all these fan fests before?
I've been to a few of them, yeah. And they work out great. The people really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You know, the funny thing about being a heel all those years, you don't get to talk to the humanoids that much. And now when you come out there, they ask you the same dumb question they asked you 30 years ago, which is great. Do you like it here? If I liked it here, sweetheart, I'd live here, you moron. But it's fun. It really is fun.
Yeah. Are you surprised, like, so many people like you because you were a heel pretty much your whole career?
Nah, I'm not surprised at that. Don't forget, cancer helped. Everybody feels sorry for me.
Oh, you're playing the sympathy card.
Yeah, that's the truth. And I was a different kind of a heel. I just entertained.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't make people mad at you all the time unless you're married.
I think someone asked about your marriage. They want to know if you ever wore the weasel suit to bed with the wife.
Yes, but I wore it backwards so the tail looked bigger.
Oh, that's right. Well, that went down. That might help out Incher.
Hmm.
That might help out Incher with the 1-inch problem.
It can't hurt.
Well, it might hurt her. I don't know.
Rick Rude's mustache, he asked, were you disappointed that the Bobby Heenan show didn't last very long?
Yeah, I was very disappointed about that. But that wasn't my fault or anybody's. It wasn't my fault, and it wasn't what happened with that. You know the story on that?
Mm-mm.
Vince came up with this idea to do the Bobby Heenan show. So we went out there, and Vince sent one of his representatives over to USA Network to inform them that in the two-hour block they have from 9 to 11, that the last half hour from 10:30 to 11 was going to be the Bobby Heenan show. Well, after we did the fourth one, USA said, whoa, you can't do that, because we have a contract with the World Wrestling Federation for 2 hours of wrestling programming, and that's not wrestling programming. So that's why they took us off. The guy Vincent that cut the deal didn't make it. He forgot, or he went someplace else, or something happened to him. But that's what happened. When you have a contract with a network, you have to deliver what you're doing, because if you get away with doing that once, then he can change all the program, and they can't let it happen. That's what happened with the Bobby Heenan show. But I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, I always remember that. The TNT show was always fun, too.
Yeah, that was a fun show, too. You know, none of us wrestlers had ever done anything like that before. And it was all new and interesting, and a lot of us were, you know, we were scared we were going to fall out of character, and people might, you know, think, what is this guy doing on a show like this? Or can I act? You know, it was hard for some guys.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to do.
That always adds something to the show if you don't, you could tell where it's not really planned out. Just kind of, you could tell the guys are ad-libbing and having fun.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to marry somebody or live next door to someone that believed wrestling was real. You realize if wrestling was real, I'd be in Chicago right now looking up some fat girl's dress selling shoes with Al Bundy.
We got a caller here. Who is this?
Hey, it's Marty Bartbath.
Hey, man. You're on the air with Bobby the Brain Heenan. You got a question?
Well, a comment and a question. First, Bobby, I just want to say thanks for coming on and doing the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
I've been watching you for years and years, and you've given me countless hours of entertainment on Saturdays and Saturday night's main events. Just wanted to say thanks. And
I'm sure you've
gotten this question a million times before, but I'll go ahead and
I've never touched
Moolah.
I've never touched Moolah.
Well,
May Young twice, but that was it.
I've got some videos
that
suggests otherwise, but I'll let that slide.
That wasn't me dressed like a lamb.
I was just wondering, in all your time in the business, what's the worst gimmick you ever came across?
Probably the Red Rooster. No, I'll tell you the real worst gimmick I've ever come across. What is the missing link?
Who will be our guest next week?
I love Dewey. I love the guy. But how are you going to explain a guy that cuts his own hair, and he puts green and blue circles under his eyes, he can't speak, he goes nuts, how did he get to the friggin' town? How does he eat and pay his rent? I don't have a chain and walk him through airports. That was a hard gimmick to put over, the unbelievable, like Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this guy's going to get on a plane to Detroit? Come on. Rabbit's belly is all painted with stars. I mean, hey, this crap thing don't happen.
Yeah, well.
But Dewey was a great physical specimen. What a great body. And what a really nice guy. I know him from the old NWA days in St. Louis and Kansas City back in the late 60s and so. You know, he's a good friend of mine. But the gimmick for him may have worked. For me, it didn't work. Like, I can broadcast wrestling. I can't do hockey. I can't say the names or read them, and I don't understand the game. But for me to come out there, I mean, with this, where would I have found something like this? Why are we doing them now? How do you send them in a hotel? I'll get the bags, you go rent a car. Good luck. I mean, it isn't believable. If it's not believable, it doesn't work for me.
Right. You think it maybe worked for somebody else, but it didn't fit the Bobby Heenan
family. Some guys don't care. Some guys, they could manage themselves. You know, they wouldn't know how to get themselves over. Some guys could manage a squirrel. You know, but they don't care. But, you know, if I'm going to be in this business to make a lot of money at it, for as long as I've been in it, I want to do it right. To me, professional wrestling was a great attraction and a great stage. And this is nothing against the people I'm about to talk about. And I don't have big shoes on. I don't have a flower of sorts. I'm not a clown. And I'm not one of the flying Zambinis or something like that. Circus people work very hard, and I have nothing to knock about their profession. But circus people are not wrestlers. Wrestlers are not circus people. And when you do something totally and insult the people's intelligence, that I found this man in Borneo in a cave in 1978 when my wife and I were on an excursion on a cruise to Toledo, I mean, none of this makes sense. And it doesn't work for me. I can't put the product over as I can. And it hurts you for having me do it, and it hurts me for having me do it, and it hurts the talent. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Someone here wants to know, Ryron wants to know what your thoughts of on Nick Bockwinkle are.
I never think of Nick Bockwinkle. I'm married.
Well, that's good to know. We won't.
Think about Nick. Nick's an old friend of mine. He called me the other day to confuse me, but I just hung up. But no, Nick's all right. Nick talks a lot. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He proposed to his wife. Took him 11 years.
Hot Rod also wants to know
that wasn't because he proposed so long. His knee went out. He couldn't get up. Go ahead.
Falling, I can't get up. Hot Rod wants to know what you thought of the Lee Marshall jokes.
Lee Marshall, I tell you, this guy lost. He could have made a fortune. All he had to do was pull his pants down and write Goodyear on his ass. He could have made a fortune.
Someone's trying to call in here.
No. Lee Marshall's a heck of a guy. He's got a great voice and does a wonderful job at broadcasting whatever he does. I'm just teasing him.
Oh, yeah. You have another question there, Intra?
Finley Effect, he asked, do you have any lingering in-ring injuries?
It was a year ago, June 6th, I just had a total knee replacement.
Hey, you gotta go inside, buddy.
Yikes.
Hello?
What was that? We got a caller here?
Are you doing this from a cab?
We're very professional show here.
Guys asked me about if I had injuries, and I heard a guy pick him up at 5th and 10th.
Yeah, just let Bobby finish, and we'll ask you a question.
Can I go now?
Yep, sorry, man.
Okay, that's okay. When you're working in the van, I know it's hard. I had a total knee replacement. I broke my neck. I've had a bone taken out of my hip and put in my neck and had a fuse. I've had my ulnar nerve sewn in my elbow. I've had my collarbone broke. And up to this date, I have nothing bothers me from any of that. And I had a knee replacement a year ago. I still have trouble with some words of my speech because they've cut out some of my tongue in the back from this cancer. But other than that, no, I feel okay. You know, I really do. I'm a little stiff in the morning getting up and everything. That's because I was bumps in life, and I'm an older guy. I'll be 62 in November. But no, other than that, I've lived a clean life. I feel good.
Yeah. I think that's normal for a guy to wake up stiff in the morning.
Well, it depends who you're with. And most of my stuff, I sleep with his vinyl.
You got a caller? Who is this? Hello? Caller?
Hey, this is Tim Miller. I write the weekly newsletter for you guys. Money.
Oh, okay.
The money.
Yep.
What's going on?
You're on there with Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Hey, how are you doing, Bobby?
Good. Are you the Ken Miller that does the writing?
What's that?
I never heard of you.
You can check out his stuff on inyourheadonline.com.
Yeah. I was just wanting to ask about who came up with the whole concept between like the Bobby Heenan show and what your thoughts behind that was.
We talked about it earlier.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's all right.
But, you know, between every swig of that warm beer you're drinking, Kenny, you got to listen. Vince McMahon came up with the idea of it. And okay. He was the one that produced and wrote the whole thing. But, and there was nothing really written. There was no script or anything. It was just I had to eat more. I didn't meet the guests before they came out at all because I didn't want to talk to them and waste all the material on them. So I waited until they came out. That's what Johnny Carson used to do. He would never meet with anybody before the show because he didn't want someone to tell him something funny. Because when they get on the air, if you tell somebody it the second time, it's not as funny.
Speaking of that, do you think that takes away something in wrestling now that they have like script writers writing everyone's promos?
Well, you know, some guys can't do promos. That's why they had managers. And some guys can't wrestle, but they were a hell of a talkers. Script writing, I don't know what that would do. To me, the feelings of an interview and the match you're involved in and the angle has to come from inside the person involved. Mm-hmm. I can't write for that person. I couldn't write a story where Brad Pitt would act angry or mean. I wouldn't know how to put that down or the words. That has to be brought out of the character. And these people, I don't think they've ever had trunks on or taken a bump in the ring, or a lot of them had to go out there physically and do this to feed people. And I'm not knocking them. I'm saying nobody can. There's people in the business now. You know it's a work and it's not real, but you don't have a clue what it's about because you never had to do it for a living. And that's why you can't write about it. It's a funny business. You just can't write about it. You have to feel it.
Another thing I want to bring up at the Fan Fest. What's like the weirdest thing like a fan brought as a gift or something for you to sign?
You mean at the Fan Fest?
Yeah, at a Fan Fest. There any place?
Well, when we were down in Dallas, Texas, Mulligan Lenz and I, and someone sent us a shoebox full of Kotex and wieners, Oscar Mayer wieners, in it covered with mayonnaise. And the promoter said, "I'm a little concerned about the clientele you guys are drawing." And Angelo Papo, the father of Randy Macho Man Savage, when he was wrestling in Hammond, Indiana one night, somebody threw a live cat in the ring on him.
Oh, man.
Well, you think these people that buy tickets out there, you think they're surgeons? You think these people can do two things that terrify me? They can vote and breed.
Now I know why you get frisked now when you go to a wrestling match.
I don't know. I mean, people just come up and have me sign. Actually, one night I was in London. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard a knock on my door, and I looked at the peephole, and there was a woman standing out there, and there was a little person next to her. I could just see the top of her head. And I said, "What do you want?" And she says, "Is this Bobby Heenan's room?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, I just wanted an autograph. Could I slide it under the door?" I said, "This is not his room." And you know what hit me? What if I'd have signed that picture, she'd have gone downstairs and said, "I just got my 12-year-old daughter out of his room." Oh, that's not true. Look, you just signed a picture. You really got to be careful.
Yeah.
I won't sign an autograph for a child in a bar. Some people bring their kids in bars at night. I won't do that. I won't sign an autograph unless you ask me. People stick in your face and give you a pen. Well, I'm in O'Hare one day. I'm in the men's room, right? I'm in the stall. The guy next to me passes over a pen and a piece of paper to me. I kept the pen, wiped my butt, and left. That's the truth.
Right.
So it all depends how they ask you and how they approach you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating dinner and they say, "Hey, will you sign this?" You know, you're on your honeymoon, somebody's tugging on your ankle. You know, certain ways, places you just don't go.
You another question from the board, Incher?
Oro Dreamer, he asks, do you miss the WCW catering?
You ever had an enema?
Yeah.
You miss that?
Kinda.
You should move to San Francisco, young man.
We got another caller on the line. Who is this?
This is the Fleet.
Hey, you're on the line with Bobby Heenan. You got a question?
Yep. First of all, I just want to thank Bobby just for being the man for so many years.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I
you really
want to
thank me? Why don't you pay my mortgage? No, go ahead.
You've been making me laugh way too much this show.
That's why we have Pampers.
Yeah. Something unusual for us.
That's true. I just wanted to know if you had any good stories about the old AWA days.
Oh, there were so many great stories we had there. Probably my greatest friend in life is Baron Von Raschke. And it was just so much fun. It was like a family. You know, you didn't work every day there. So, hold on, there's a plane going over We're doing this thing live from downtown Beirut. My name is Ahmed, your local bail bondsman, and write in and we'll get your husband out, no matter what kind of bomb he's wearing. Excuse me, that was a couple of announcements.
We did have the Iron Sheik on a couple weeks ago.
That's your problem.
That's true.
I forget where we were.
AWA.
Oh, no. There were some great stories there with Bach, Rinko, and Stevens, and Bobby Duncan, and Bobby Orton Jr., and Ken Patera. You know, for me to come up with this one is so hard, and if you start with one, you can't stop it. But that was a territory we didn't work every day, and you work maybe 5, 6, 7 days, and then you have off 3 or 4. You worked about in a 30-day month, you worked 20 days maybe. So you had a lot of time home, maybe 18 days, and you had a lot of time home with the WWE. When I was there, you worked 10 days on, 3 off, 10 on, 3 off, and like that. And those 3 off I had to do other things. I had to go to Baltimore and take prime time with Monsoon. So and then I had challenge to do, and then the pay-per-views and Saturday Night Main Events. So my days off were always pretty much covered. But you didn't mind it because you were making top bread at the time. But that's hard traveling. But other than that, the AWA, there was so many fun stories. Because you rode in cars, and you could just do different things and pull different ribs and stuff. And you could moon people. You can't moon people on airplanes. I mooned Cleveland once, but that was it. I did. I dropped my pants in first class and put them up against the window as we were leaving Cleveland. I did. I said, hey, Cleveland, you deserve this. No, it wasn't Cleveland. It was Atlanta. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
They deserve it. Cleveland's a good town.
Yeah, that's where Barbie's really from. He has a fake British accent. He's really from Cleveland.
They named him after a doll, right?
In the doll.
For the sake of
I love England.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, we all.
We used to stay there over at the, where did they put us? They used to put us at the, in Kensington at the Holiday Inn there. Yeah. Right across from the beautiful Burger King. I mean, it was beautiful.
Here in our chat room, Jobber to the Stars, he wants to know what your favorite rib story would be.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Fleet. Bye bye.
It's very hard to tell. You know, I'm sitting in the back of the plane with the last row, last seat. Pedro Morales is up front. Front row, first seat on the aisle. See, we take off. I've seen him looking back. I know he's got to use that bathroom. So I know how to lock the bathroom doors from the outside. I shouldn't probably say this. The FBI will be on me now. But there's a steward who showed me that years ago. So a lot of people know this. But he made it all the way back there, and the door was locked. So he's knocking on the door. He's got to go to the bathroom real bad. So he sits back down. He goes all the way back and sits. So now he looks again. He sees me get up and open the door. Now he knows it's open. Now he can go all the way back. I shut the door, but I lock it. Hello?
Hello?
He's standing there hitting on the door. He's yelled, I got to piss! But that was it.
You got another question there, Andrew, before we let Bobby go?
Let's see. If given the chance, would you like to be the head booker for a promotion? Sorry, Bartfest asked that.
Given the chance, would you like to catch your testicles in a bear trap?
No.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you what a booker is. Let me tell you exactly what a booker is. A booker is a guy that runs a day and night care center for children that weigh over 250 pounds. Most wrestlers regard this business as high school with a lot of money. If you think that I wanted to come up with finishes and angles for 30 guys every day, every night on the card, you got 10 matches, that's 10 finishes, every night the same thing, or the same guy calling and griping, you must be nuts. The only reason the guy would want to do that is because he really loves the business. I do too, but maybe at one time I would have thought about doing it, you know, but then again, I was in fourth grade. But I really wouldn't. And I respect the guys that have done it. Red Bastien did it. Mike Tenay is a great helping hand at TNA. There were a lot of great bookers in this business at one time. But it's a useless job. The reason a lot of people do it is they just want the power. because they can't get over on top of the wrestler. So they get, like Ole Anderson, he could have never made it on top as a single. But he became a booker so he could make money. That's the only reason they do. Would you want to be a principal of a school where no one wanted to hear you or listen to you? Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Mike Tenay. Did you ever wish you got to work more with him, like just the two of you? Because a lot of times when you did the commentary, it was, you know, both of you and, like, another guy.
You mean Schiavone?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You know, I have no trouble with Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
Not at all. No, Mike Tenay is a very talented guy. He knows a lot of things. You know, he knows more than he should know. I think he knows where Hoff is at.
I think they might have found
him. He knows what the hell's in a double whopper. But you mentioned that other guy's name, that Woodfish. Could you mention that one more time for me?
Tony Schiavone.
That's better than a prune Danish.
Tony will not be on the show next
week. Oh, don't say that again. I'm just about out.
Someone's been asking a lot here. I don't know if you want to talk about it. Is the Hungarian hitman? He wants to know how you felt about Black Jack Lanz's speech at the Hall of Fame 2006.
Well, you don't have to worry about the White House calling him, asking him to be speechwriter. Oh, Jack Lanz hasn't done any television in 20 some years, and it's passed him by.
Yeah.
He tried to do the best he could, but he was real nervous, and, you know, he wasn't a great interviewer that much anyway, but he just lost it. That wasn't something he should do. Like, I shouldn't pole vault, so he didn't do that.
Is there anything you wanted...
What did you think of it?
I don't think they didn't show the one part on TV, did they?
They shouldn't have.
I think they took it out of the, off the DVD, too, I believe.
Oh, good.
I mean, there was, like, they talked a lot about it on the internet, but I don't think I ever heard it. Did you enter?
I didn't listen, I think.
Okay. is there anything you want to tell everybody why they should come and see at the Capital Legends
Fan
Fest?
Yeah, come on down and see me. It's going to be August, what, 11th to...
The 13th.
To October 7th or something like that? Oh, yeah, we're gonna have everybody there. We're going to have... It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, you get to see everybody up close, and I'm going to be there. I'll take pictures and answer questions, and you can ask me anything you want, except about Moolah and Mae Young. That's none of your business. And that kid with the bald head and the mustache, even though it looks like Oakland, it's not Moolah's. So, but no, you can ask me anything. Come by. Hey, talk about the old days in the AWA, when I was at the beginning of the WWF and where I'm at now and everything. I'll answer questions, and I think the fans deserve it. They're the ones that paid our way all these years, and, you know, as much of a heel as I was, I still make fun of people because, some people just ask stupid questions.
Right.
And that's why we had divorce attorneys.
Yeah, but,
do you know my divorces are expensive?
Why is that?
They're worth it.
Speaking of me,
come on by and watch all these guys pretend to be friends, and they hate each other, and some really like each other. And God, I hope there's a lot of people there I really don't like, because that's what's the most fun of. If you like people, it's like sitting in a living room with your family. But if you don't like them, it's like sitting in a bus station at Greyhound waiting to see who's going to get bumped. You know. But it's going to be fun. And Greg Pierce at Bryce puts the whole thing together, does a sensational job. And me and Jimmy Cornette bring you questions, bring you cameras. Bring your sister if she's under 30. But other than that, and a note. But no, you got to come see this stuff in Washington. You think Clinton sneaking in the back door with something? Wait till you see this.
Marlin, for more information, please visit CapitalLegends.com. And one last quick question. Did you ever have a Mean Gene burger?
Why? Do I look sick?
That's a good
question. Let me ask you one last question.
All right.
You ever had a bow eye alpo?
Not recently, no.
Me? Well, we're tied.
Well, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, if you want me again for anything, you know my number, right?
Yep.
Throw it away.
Can we keep you here for 1 second?
Sure.
Andre the Giant. Andre was big. Yeah, 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 it was not small. No, no, no,
Andre could, and he could fight. Drink, 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 and a fight might fight. Andre was big, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was not small, no, no, no. Andre could drink, and he could fight. Drink, 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 and a fight might fight.
Andre the Giant.
Andre was big, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was not small, no, no, no. Andre was great, he was not bad. A great big heart and a great big man. Andre was big, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was not small, no, no, no. Andre could drink, and he could fight. Drink, drink, and a fight, fight, fight.
Andre the Giant.
From Grenoble, France.